Here in Washington, a key committee in Congress remains deadlocked over what to do about Tom DeLay. Democrats and Republicans have not agreed on terms for an investigation of the majority leader. DeLay is accused of accepting trips paid for by lobbyists or foreign agents. He says he's a victim of Democrats and the liberal media. His case is the latest in a long political battle over ethics. NPR's Mara Liasson has some history this morning.
The modern-day ethics wars in the House of Representatives began in the 1980s. Their first general was Georgia Republican Newt Gingrich, a backbencher with a keen strategic sense of what it would take to end decades of Democratic rule. Gingrich's argument was that the Democratic House of Representatives was a corrupt institution. His main target was Jim Wright, the hard-charging Democratic speaker.
Having Jim Wright thrown in line to be president, and having the power of the speakership in Jim Wright's hands, is very, very dangerous to the processes we are used to in this country.
Wright was eventually forced to step down because of allegations that he laundered money through a book deal, and he resigned in 1989 with these famous words.
And it is grievously hurtful to our society when members of each party become self-appointed vigilantes, carrying out personal vendettas against members of the other party. God's name, that's not what this institution is supposed to be all about. All of us in both political parties must resolve to bring this period of mindless cannibalism to an end.
But it wasn't long before Gingrich, who became Speaker after the 1994 Republican takeover of the House, got tripped up by similar kinds of ethical problems involving money for a college course he taught and a multi-million dollar book deal. Now the ethics spotlight is focused on House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas, who's been accused of bending or breaking the rules regarding fundraising, official travel, and dealings with lobbyists. Political scientist Jack Pitney says the ethics battle over DeLay fits a pattern.
You need the leader to provide some ammunition, and you need a motivated opposition party to use the ammunition and fire it. The Ethics Committee several times criticized Representative DeLay, so there's obviously some basis here. But underlying this really is less a concern about ethics than partisan politics. This is an effort that both sides have engaged in to try to sack the quarterback, to take out a strong leader of the other party through the use of the ethics process.
Not every strong leader in the House of Representatives has become embroiled in ethical troubles, but according to Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute, every leader who has was very partisan and very effective. And no one more so than Tom DeLay.
Tom DeLay, before he became majority leader, was the Republican whip. And there's simply no question that he was the most effective whip in modern times. Indefatigable understanding of the needs of his own members, an ability to use the rules and to keep the troops together in a way that just put him head and shoulders above others. But also keep in mind that DeLay for years was known as somebody who would push the envelope on campaign laws and rules and on ethical issues.
Between the departure of Speaker Gingrich and the new attacks on Tom DeLay, there was an informal truce in the House. Both sides decided it was better not to target the other rather than risk mutually assured destruction. But now the truce is over, and some members are worried that the ethics wars are beginning again. Peter King is a Republican congressman from New York State.
I think this is a very, very dangerous road to go down. Rather than attack people on their ideas or their beliefs, their principles, you try to criminalize the opposition. Certainly Newt Gingrich used it. He tried to demonize and criminalize the Democrats, and to some extent it worked. Democrats are doing it now. They were out of power for 10 years, and basically nothing they've tried has worked. They've now gone to the ethics process, and it's probably having some success, but it ends up bringing everybody down. It's a short-term tactical victory, but it ends up being a long-term defeat for everyone.
We called former Speaker Jim Wright, who's now in his 80s and teaching at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, and asked him if he thought the House of Representatives is still caught up in a cycle of mindless cannibalism. Wright, who's had cancer of the mouth, said yes, only it's worse today.
There is an entirely different atmosphere than the one to which I became accustomed over the 35 years I was in Congress. Mr. Rabin was my mentor. He always taught that we all should accord willingly and openly to our ideological adversaries an assumption of good faith and honor and personal patriotism and honesty such as we would wish for them to accord to us.
Wright says he'd be hard-pressed to apply that description to the relationship between the two parties today, and certainly not to the House of Representatives. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.